europeo per le politiche regionali e urbane, Johannes Hahn. Prego.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to the technology, I can have the great pleasure to be here with you, even if I cannot follow your discussion. But I have a particular interest in the Smart Cities Initiative. It's for all of us a matter of satisfaction that cities be given a growing role in the political agenda and in the European Union policy initiatives. This is reflected by more and more initiatives targeting cities as actors or urban areas as place for action, as most of the challenges we are facing are taking place in cities. As Commissioner for Regional Policy and Urban Development, I have a responsibility to ensure that the various EU initiatives targeting cities coherent and support our European model of sustainable urban development. It's also my job to ensure that the EU's main investment policy, regional policy, is supporting smart, inclusive and green growth. For that, we need to rely on cities as innovators. Cities have the potential to link innovation systems to social systems, to speed up the implementation of Europe 2020, and to ensure that it becomes truly smart, green and inclusive. Cities can therefore be seen as agents of change. The Smart Cities and Communities European Innovation Partnership will help to lead the way in some very important areas. However, to reach our objectives, we also need to adopt an integrated territorial approach within new governance frameworks, with new ways of working across sectoral boundaries, and with a wider set of partners. This is why a smart city can be described as a city that makes a conscious effort to use, among others, innovative ICT-based solutions to improve conditions of living and working and support a more inclusive and sustainable urban development. In the next programming period, starting already in 2014, cities benefiting from European funding can act as role models and their experiences can be supported through European Union regional policy. Depending on how competitive the member states' regions are, a minimum of between 50% and 80% of the ERDF investments will be devoted to innovation, ICT, SMEs and the low-carbon economy. What is more, the low-carbon economy is the only objective with its own minimum threshold, varying from 12% to 20% of the total investments. We also know that we invest much bigger amounts in our urban areas than the proposed minimum 5% that should be devoted in each member state to integrated sustainable urban development might indicate. In reality, since 2007, around 95 billion or close to 40% of the total has been allocated to projects in cities. This strong interest for urban development is also confirmed in the proposed range of urban-specific investment priorities, low-carbon strategies for urban areas, improvement of urban environments, including regeneration of brownfield sites and reduction of air pollution, sustainable urban mobility, and social inclusion through the physical and economic regeneration of deprived urban areas. These investment priorities show how important we consider urban areas to be for the attainment of the Europe 2020 objectives. So we can see that the bulk of the ERDF funding concerns the thematic fields of the Smart City European Innovation Partnership. And a significant part of this funding will be invested in urban areas. But this will not happen automatically. Indeed, we need to be conscious about how the European structural investment funds operate. And they are programmed jointly with the member states for a 7-year period. The programming process for the 2014 to 2020 period is now in full swing and will continue into 2014. Unless the operational programs reflect the ambitions of the Smart Cities Initiative, cities will not be able to use this source of funding. The time to act is now. Let me conclude by stressing that there are big potential synergies between the various European Union initiatives And my job is to ensure that all this go in the same direction, that they support each other for the future development of our cities. I wish you all a successful event.
Bene, grazie molte. Le parole del commissario Hahn sono il modo migliore, credo, per concludere questo convegno sull'importanza dell'agenda urbana e delle politiche urbane per lo sviluppo di tutte le nostre comunità. Vi ringrazio molto per essere stati con noi oggi pomeriggio e vi ricordo naturalmente i prossimi appuntamenti di Smart City Exhibition e di SAIE, che domani, ancora venerdì, e per SAIE ancora sabato mattina, impegneranno, credo, anche le vostre giornate, oltre alle nostre. Grazie ancora. Gracias.